Like when you are relaxed, you will be aware. Understand? But when you are relaxed, you don't think, isn't it? You only think when you are not relaxed. Isn't it? When you are relaxed, means you are at ease. Nothing bother you. Nothing disturb you. That's why you are in a state of relax, very peaceful, very quiet, very still. That's why when you are tired, you naturally relax. But a person who can relax before they are tired is a cultivator. Of course, some yoga practitioners also, they train themselves to do this relaxation. They also can relax. Then some people need to do Qigong to relax. For us, cultivator, because we are throughout the day mindful, aware, we are naturally relaxed. Then we are very sensitive. The moment, the slightest, the movement, that you want to react and stir it, but before, you already know it, like it's slight movement inside. There is a type of like very subtle stress inside that. And you know that is already itself not relaxed. Then you will know how to be mindful, be with it, aware, and relax into it. Then you are very sensitive. You can detect them. Whatever tension, tightness, or stress within your whole form and mind, you can detect them. And when you are not peaceful, when you are not relaxed, you are mindful because you can detect them. That's why you are straight away silent, maintain awareness and let things be. Then you do the meditative way, the third way, be with it, then it assists. You have to do that many times, like when emotion arise, fear arise, anxiety arise, stay with it. Don't reject it, don't suppress it, don't try to control it. Forget about it. Where that emotion is conditioned arising, not you. Doesn't belong to you. It's not intrinsic in you, like fear, worry, anxiety, anger, hatred. They are dependent originating, condition arising because of wrong view. Because you stir your mind, you react to wrong view. So stay with it, like the Buddha said, maintain awareness. Then see how. If you don't give it any more negative thought, negative energy, then it ceases to be like the flower. The very flowering of that flower is the very ending of that flowering of that thought. The thought is like a flower. You let it flower, the emotion, the anger, until no more energy, like the flower, cannot flower anymore, it will decay. Then it will cease. So witness that. Meditation is to be aware, to witness that. Observe. Then you realize, hey, if I don't do anything, anger ceases to be. Fear ceases to be. Then the original mind is peaceful, tranquil, still. This is what meditation is on. Then you realize, defilement, I don't have to do anything. I just have to be with my awareness. Then that defilement ceases to be. Well, that defilement is dependent originating, condition arising, not intrinsic within my nature. Then you start to realize whatever that is not intrinsic is condition arising phenomenon. That's like sankhara anicchang, sankhara dukkhang. Then the Buddha's teaching become very clear, sankhara anatta. That's why rupang vedana sanya sankhara vinyana anicchang dukkhang anatta. Very clear. Because that meditative third way and the fourth way give rise to the wisdom. But you have to try it, the third way, be with it. All of emotion that arise, your fear, your anger, your hatred, your negativity, your mind state, stay with it. Even anxiety or whatever, stay with it. Silence your mind completely. Relax, maintain awareness. Then let it cease. Then when you go through that whole phase of experiencing that cessation, means that emotion cease, then you realize, hey, anger was never me because it's dependent originating, arise and pass away. Where I don't do anything, don't feed it anymore with wrong thought and negativity or energy, it ceases to be. That's why all this can manifest because you fear, you go and worry, you go and think, you go and do something. And who is doing? The thought, out of fear, deludedly, go and think. Then they try to analyze. They try to reason. Why am I this way? Why can't I just don't want to get angry? There is the thought. When the thought is active, reasoning, trying to analyze, it creates more sankhara. It's not aware. That's why it cannot free. It cannot realize that the true mind, which is beautiful, stillness and tranquility, is without all this mind state. That's why all this emotion, sankhara, mind state, or anger, fear, hatred, they are not intrinsic within our true mind or true nature. So when you realize this, you like wake up. Wow, all this while the Buddha's teaching was so beautiful. That's why all these are having the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. Then when you realize this, you can never be deceived anymore. Then when anger arises or stir through habitual tendency, means not completely rooted our behavior, wisdom haven't stabilized yet, you will come to know. Then you will understand clearly that anger was never you. Emotion was never you. Hatred was never you. Fear was never you. So why must you do anything? When they arise, just away. Finish. Cease. Just let it be. They come and they go. Stay with your true mind. Stay with your silent mind. Be aware that everything ceases. Then you realize the true mind itself is already peaceful, tranquil, stillness. That is the meditative mind. That is the silent mind. That is the one that can understand all this. And then it will develop the wisdom born of Dhamma understanding. As I, all of the word of the Buddha after that become very clear. Sankhara anicca, sankhara dukkha, Dhamma anatta. Every phenomenon is like that. Every of the aggregate of mind is like that. Every mental state is like that. Then you stay with the true mind, the awareness. That is the one that will understand and awaken. So your understanding will continue to grow and evolve when you continue to reflect on all this and listen attentively and develop the understanding. If possible, you write it down. After you write it down, you read again, it becomes different again. Because for me, I don't have to write because this thing become very clear to me, my past cultivation and my understanding and awakening. I saw it and I no need to remember anything. But for you all, you have to write it down, I realize. Because I realize not easy for most people to have the understanding. And to them, it's like, this is so abstract. But to my nature, it's so clear. Nothing is abstract at all. So try it out, write it out, then read through what you write. It's based on what I say, you transcribe it, then you write it out. Yeah. When you write it out and you read again, it's so different. Because when you listen, your wisdom not at this level, when you don't have the direct seeing and the awakening, all these are like some form of important Dhamma that you want to remember. Understand? Yeah. Then you can reflect and contemplate, and they like very very meaningful. Then it starts to like become more clear and more clear. But you cannot remember it because you don't have the direct seeing yourself, you don't have the awakening yourself, and you are not familiar with this. So after a while, maybe half a day, one day, you cannot remember really. Never mind. Don't try to remember. Your Dhamma is like that. Wisdom is different. When you have, means you have. No need to remember. But it's not a memory. It's not knowledge. Knowledge, you need to remember. Dhamma, no need to remember. So when you reflect, contemplate, and you write down, and you understand it, then you apply it until it becomes a part of you, then whenever you encounter a situation, you will understand. You will know how to spontaneously manifest and explain all this and describe all this. But to do that, you need stability. You need to constantly reflect, contemplate, inquire, and go into life, cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, then constantly contemplate, reflect until very, very clear. Then only the wisdom stabilizes, and then only you can share, you can express it, you can explain it, like what my nature did. Before that, not easy. That's why over the years of sharing, I realized it's not easy. Even now, very few people can express it. You can ask even Song, Po Cheng, they all, even Ing Bi, they all. They know what that thing is, but they cannot put it into words so smoothly like what I use and how I explain it, because the stability not there. And that one take time, not so easy. It take really a while for it to stabilize, then become part of you. Then until that thing become with your nature, yoniso manasikara, spontaneously it will arise without prompting. We have the understanding just surface. So you act according to this wisdom. You no longer act according to memory, the views, the opinion, the knowledge, no more. So this is very beautiful because tonight, Jayanta, thank you so much for your good condition. I managed to explain it again, and this time I approach it differently again. And it's going to be very useful, very important for you all. Okay?